Well, you guys, a couple quick announcements here, and I'm just going to run through them in rapid fire. You all saw the email this week that highlights all of the nutritional products that are now available in Canada. So if you've got Canucks in your organization, and I don't mean that term derogatorily. I was with good friends of ours last week, and it's okay to call them Canucks. You know, it's okay to call yourself a gringo if you're talking to someone south of the border. People don't mind, but if you've got Canadians in your organization, check out the list. Almost all of the nutritional products are back online. They've been gone through the Health Canada review process, and we're good to go with that. Next week, just so you guys know what I'm doing on Saturday AM Live, every other week I flip-flop. Today's focus was really on the meat and potatoes of the business. Next week, we're going to get into some amazing product stories from two gals that are mature as far as how we look at them and the age category where they're living their life. However, physically, things have taken place since they've started a NECAN that will just blow your mind. Lee Landrud, sorry, I mispronounced her last name, and I'll divulge their ages next week, and then Karen Eastwood will be with us. And, man, if you guys have got people that have ever doubted the ability of what these products will do for them, get them on the call next week, and they will be simply blown away because, again, these gals have got some amazing testimonies. And I'm just titling the call Young at Heart because what Karen and Lee, they're definitely young at heart, and there's no pun intended, but Karen's got some stories about her pacemaker that, oh my goodness, so that's it. So next week, Karen Eastwood and Lee Landrud will be with us. And then last thing, just a quick highlight. On NECAN's website, www.mynecan.com, if you've not gone there and read, we all got the email yesterday, but you really need to take the time. It's not, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to study this because there's no studying required. But look at the convention contest that was just announced yesterday. Figure out where you're at and where you need to be. I sat last night with a friend of mine who, both him and his wife, are just starting to launch their NECAN business, and they're talking to people. And I just showed him. I said, now, this is where you're at, and this is basically where you need to be to get. And his, you know, eyebrow went up, and I knew that it was clicking. And that's the thing that we have the opportunity here with this. Figure out where you're at, what you need to do. And for a brand-new folks, a person, direct senior executive in bronze, basically, attain silver for the next 4 months, set a course, okay, 25K in volume, sponsoring 4 people first level, and, you know, another 4 seniors in your organization someplace, or say, however you want to break it down, it doesn't really matter so much, but boom, they're there. 2 convention tickets and 2 nights accommodation. I mean, then all you're out is your transportation to get to Anaheim for this amazing, amazing event next October. The dates are there. October 14th and 15th, and don't know the hotel venue and all that stuff, but man, Anaheim, how can you go wrong? I mean, they've got In-N-Out Burger there. Okay, sorry, you guys are going to start sending me emails for that one, but I don't eat at In-N-Out Burger. It used to be a passion of mine, but California in October is truly a wonderful place to visit, and I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to taking as many people with me as possible, so check out the convention contest, and don't wait until June or July to really ramp things up. Take a few minutes, study it now, get your chart mapped out, figure out what you need to do, and then as Rick pointed out, figure out who are you going to take with you. Who do you want to go with you to this convention? And that is the most important thing because it is no fun. Trust me, I've been to events by myself, and they're no fun whatsoever. It hasn't only been to a few of them. And then I learned the lesson hard enough that I got to bring people back to this. So, you guys, that's it for my announcements. Thank you for being on the call. I know that if you're awake, you got a lot out of it. So go back, check out the recording again at SaturdayAMLive.com. If you missed something, if you want to go through and jot some more notes down. But as Rick said, vision without task is useless. Task without vision is drudgery. And I don't even know who made that quote. Maybe Rick did, I don't know. But we've got a vision that's in front of us, and we know what we need to do. Let's go out there and do it and have some fun. So Look forward to talking to you guys next week. Have a great Saturday. Have a fantastic month. And don't forget, map out the course where you want to be and then just go for it. Make a decision and launch it. All right? So thanks again. Talk to you next Saturday morning. And have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.